Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, November 30th. Currently with sunny skies, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind is north at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.90. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 18 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Another big blow to the Cowley County economy.
Winfield plastics manufacturer Silgan Dispensing Systems has announced it is ceasing operations. Winfield City Manager Taggart Wall told KSN News that the announcement was a complete shock.
As recently as 11 months ago, we were working with the company on expansion plans here in Winfield.
Nearly 170 workers have been notified they'll be laid off. The plant will shutter on January 9th. Some of the affected workers will be given job transfer opportunities with the company's plant in Greenview, Missouri. I'm Jared Zarello.
Governor Laura Kelly announced $28.5 million in grants were awarded to 12 entities aimed to reduce the cost of internet service, increase availability, and improve performance. With matching funds from service providers, the total broadband investment is expected to surpass $33.9 million. Connected Nation and Cunningham Communication are among the agencies that will receive funds. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day, we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. That's why Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is proud to be the trusted choice of more Kansans than anyone else. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. State officials report that there are at least 5,000 wildfires a year, and that large-scale wildfires have caused catastrophic financial losses and threatened the safety of Kansans and first responders. So Governor Kelly appointed a 25-person task force team in July of 2022, which is made up of local, state, and federal agencies and organizations that have played an active role in responding to wildfires across the state. The latest report from the Kansas Wildfire Task Force addressed how to improve and support state and local wildfire response, and the report is broken down into three sections: mitigation and prevention, response, and recovery, along with recommendations from the task force on how to implement the available resources. Ellis County Fire Chief and Wildfire Task Force member Darren Myers said Kansas's wildfire season is becoming more year-round rather than just having a season, so they're going to become more frequent, they're becoming larger, and they're becoming more burdensome on everybody. And he said it's not just what they can do to mitigate and prevent them, but also how do they respond to them and how to recover after. The task force wants to improve weather monitoring, provide more money for firefighting equipment, and increase resources for fire departments. Funding for the recommended services would come from state agencies and departments. The task force's report also noted the importance of recruiting more career and volunteer firefighters to improve safety. Two people were injured in an accident just after 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2002 Ford Explorer driven by 17-year-old Brooklyn Jean Beckman of Phillipsburg was westbound on Kansas 9, a mile and a half west of Kerwin, when the passenger side tires of the SUV dropped off of the pavement. The driver overcorrected and lost control of the vehicle, and the SUV entered the north ditch and overturned. EMS transported Beckman and a passenger, 16-year-old Kira Marine Perot, of Phillipsburg to the Phillips County Hospital. They were both wearing seatbelts, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that $28.5 million in grants were awarded to 12 entities through the Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, or LINC, program. The LINC program provides strategic funding for crucial aspects of broadband connectivity to reduce the cost of internet service, increase availability, and improve performance. With matching funds from service providers, the total broadband investment in LINC is expected to surpass $33.9 million. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said as Kansas continues to lead the nation in business development, robust broadband becomes even more critical for attracting new businesses and remote workers to the state. And they will continue to work with partners across Kansas to ensure all communities have the high-speed broadband they need to compete and succeed. With $30 million in awards, the LINC program continues to push Kansas towards its goal of becoming a top 10 state for broadband, shaping a future where every Kansan can leverage the full potential of the digital landscape. LINC awardees include locally Nextech in Norton, who was awarded $548,800 with a match amount of $137,200 serving 58 premises. The Kansas Judicial Branch announced on Tuesday that the information systems used by district courts in 104 Kansas counties should be restored by the end of the year. Last week, the Kansas Supreme Court said the judiciary's information systems were temporarily incapacitated by a cyber attack, and these systems allowed the district courts to process cases and receive electronically filed documents. Chief Justice Marla Luckert said to help them prepare the recovery timeline, they sought input from cybersecurity incident recovery experts. She said while they believe their time estimate is realistic, they must be prepared for fluctuations as they move forward with their plan. The judicial branch said the timeline projects work to be accomplished over the next several weeks, but it is subject to change. In Nebraska news, James Hicks, who's 46, of Palisade, a registered sex offender, has been charged and ordered to be held without bond in Red Willow County Court with two counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child. According to the arrest affidavit, in March, the McCook Police Department began an investigation into a possible sexual relationship between Hicks and a girl who was 14 years old at the time, and an officer said a review of the girl's phone revealed sexually explicit text messages. The affidavit said a woman was interviewed by McCook police on June 7th who told officers she found Hicks and the girl together in bed. In October, the affidavit said Hicks' probation officer told McCook police Hicks admitted to sexually assaulting the teen. And then on November 8th, the affidavit said the teen was interviewed by police and stated she and Hicks had sex multiple times. Hicks is listed as a 25-year sex offender after being convicted in Hitchcock County in 2020 of enticement by an electronic communications device, and he was sentenced to 90 days in jail on the charge. The affidavit in the most recent case says that in August, he was put on probation after being convicted in Hitchcock County District Court of violating the sex offender registry. Hicks is scheduled to appear in Red Willow County Court for a preliminary hearing at 2 p.m. on December 7th. At around 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the Lincoln Police Department's Narcotics Task Force served a search warrant at a home near 10th and B Streets, as investigators were also serving a warrant at an associated home near 3rd and West Charleston Streets. Police reported that 448 suspected fentanyl pills, 14.8 grams of cocaine, 31 grams of heroin, and 2.8 grams of methamphetamine were seized. And authorities also discovered unknown amounts of psilocybin mushrooms, crack cocaine, and marijuana. Police said 36-year-old Ashley Olson and 21-year-old Wren Chamberlain were arrested on suspicion of several felony drug charges, and Olson was additionally arrested on suspicion of child abuse. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and head coach, Norton head girls basketball coach, Cherry Brooks, to update on the team and their game tomorrow against Hoxie.
Brooks. Coach, last year was your first year with the squad as a head coach, and this year you have 21 kids out. And why don't we start with breaking down your squad? Why don't you tell us how many returning lettermen there are, and then we'll break down the classes.
Okay. We have 21 altogether out. I have 8 girls that have returned from being on the varsity last year. And then overall, I guess we have 6 seniors, 4 juniors, 6 sophomores, and 5 freshmen out. So we have a pretty good group that's bigger than what we've had for the last couple of years. So that's nice to have, especially for practice purposes.
Now, with that many kids, did you see a lot of them in the summer? What were some of the summer activities that you did this year?
Yeah, we had quite a few participating this summer because we were able to have a JV team and a varsity team for our summer league experience that we had in McCook in June. We competed up there, and at the beginning of June, right after state track pretty much, we had our team camp, and then we went up to Kearney for a Miss Basketball tournament. That was a weekend tournament, so that gave us some good opportunities to play, get some extra touches in and play together without the 4 seniors that we graduated from last year. And then we also had Jackie Stiles come to town, and she put on a clinic that kind of focused on a lot on fundamentals, and then just she gave her inspirational speeches that she gives that I think are always good for the girls to hear.
Now, with Jackie Stiles, was that just your team, or was that all area kids?
We opened it up to whoever wanted to come, but to be honest, if you haven't seen the news or whatever, she was all over the state of Kansas this summer. So the summer before, we had quite a few people from like Phillipsburg, Almena, and different places like that. But this year she was in Phillipsburg, and she did several other communities. I know she was in Goodland and Hayes, and I'm not for sure exactly off the top of my head, but she was in a lot of other places. So it was pretty much just Norton girls.
Coach, you have a new assistant this year, and of course you have all these kids for practice. And why don't you name your assistant? Let's talk a little bit about the practices also.
Okay. New assistant is Sheridan Avey. She graduated from Otis Bison and then went to college at Barton Community and helped with the basketball team there. And then after Barton County, then she went to Fort Hays and graduated from there. And she has became the new Mrs. Bolt over at the grade school. She teaches the elementary PE. We have, I think today is day 10 of our practices, or maybe 11, I'm not for sure, but it's gone fast. And it's kind of hard to feel comfortable and confident going into our first game because we've had so many things like kind of on our plate as well as basketball practices because we had several girls that had to leave our first week of practice, so they only had 3 days of practice before they went to state cheerleading and state dance. And then we got a couple days of practice, and then we had Thanksgiving break. And we also kind of battle with, right now, we have practices after the junior high. So like today on a Wednesday, we don't get on the floor till 5:30, and we have to be out of the gyms, kind of a town regulation, by 7 o'clock. So it's just made practices kind of short, so we feel like we're kind of cramming for a big test. But hopefully everything will be in place where it needs to be for Friday against Hoxie.
You mentioned cramming everything for a big test, and Hoxie is a test for you. And, of course, it's the first game of the year. And you get a host here at Stoll Gymnasium, but what else do you know about the Hoxie team this year?
Well, this group of girls is coming off a great volleyball season. They went to the state tournament and did very well, and they pretty much return everybody from their team last year that was a very talented team. And several of them play summer basketball, so they've got a lot of touches, a lot of experience, but they are definitely a team that's going to be out for blood, I guess you could say. They're going to be very talented. They've got senior Josie Kennedy that is a very talented point guard. They have a post player, Kinley Rogers, that is a very talented post player as well. And she's kind of battled some injuries, but she didn't get to play all of volleyball season, but then came on at the end, and she really came on and had a really good state tournament performance. So I hope she's, I hope for her sake and her being a senior and everything that she is feeling up to, you know, her 100% that she would like to be. And then they have a junior, Emily Boehner, very talented athlete overall. She got a lot of state recognition for volleyball, and I'm sure she'll be in the running for that for basketball as well.
Like we mentioned, it'll be here at the Stoll Gymnasium, and junior varsity will be at 4:30, and then two quarters of C team, then 6 o'clock is varsity. Is there anything else that you'd like to chat about on Friday night?
I don't think so. I know they're having a soup supper, so that's always good to have that there so you can come and support the Rotary Club or for that. But it'll definitely be some intense games, very athletic kids.
Also, one other thing that I kind of left out, but you will be sending a junior varsity team, C team, to Phillipsburg on Saturday of this week, where there's be four teams there. Can you just elaborate just briefly on that?
Yeah, we're going to go to Phillipsburg, and we're going to take our freshmen and sophomores, and we'll play Alma at 9 a.m. in the auxiliary gym at Phillipsburg. And then we'll after that, depending whether we win or lose, we will play either Phillipsburg or Smith Center.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck Friday when you host Hoxie, and then you send a team over to Phillipsburg in a four-team tournament there. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brooks, and good luck to the Lady Jays tomorrow night here in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having macaroni and cheese, little smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 42 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 18. On Friday, increasing clouds with a high near 37. And on Friday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 17. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there is a slight chance of flurries before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 44. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 55. And on Wednesday, should be sunny with a high near 62. Currently, with sunny skies, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind is north at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.90. The dew point is 19 degrees. And the current wind chill is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Justin Watson is in the middle of a breakout campaign, now with a career-high 332 receiving yards and two touchdowns this year, including a score this past weekend. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes spoke Wednesday about that touchdown and about the year Watson is having.
Yeah, no, it was, Coach Reed said it right. He's supposed to go across the end zone, and then Travis is supposed to be behind him, and I went back to find kind of him in that spot and obviously didn't see him and saw Travis. And so my next read is to the running back for the check down. And as I was kind of scanning back to the left, I saw him getting back up. And I was like, hey, if you get back up, you're going to be wide open for a touchdown. And so it speaks to him, though. I mean, getting hit like that and being able to bounce back up and get the touchdown, you just got to keep fighting to the end.
Jerick McKinnon was the only player for the Chiefs who missed practice yesterday as he continues to nurse a groin injury. And Nick Bolton was the only limited participant as he works back from his wrist injury. As for the Chiefs' opponent this week, the Green Bay Packers, they had three starters miss practice yesterday. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.